And welcome back to today's show. Let's talk with our Energy Star of the Week. It's PCM senior wrestler Jaren Trausch. Jaren, I appreciate the time here today. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Jaren, what an exciting senior campaign it was for you on the wrestling mat as capped off a historic season for the team. And let's just kind of look back at the season as a whole. You know, the first half of the year, team was battling some injuries, but really hit their stride as we came out of the new year and won a lot of tournaments. Your overall thoughts of the season and how the team was able to progress throughout it?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, we had to face a lot of adversity, but overall it made us closer, and I think we pushed together as a team, and it ended up working out positively in the end. It wasn't easy by any means. It was probably the harder season that we've had as a whole, and that's okay, though. We got to a good spot, and we did what we had to do.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the team in a similar situation in last year, you get to the regional duels. You fell one match short of making the program state duels last year, and you're able to get over the hump this year. Let's go back to that day. What was the feeling once the team, you know, accomplished that feat and heading to a program's first state duels?
It was awesome. It was awesome again because, like, I mean, as a whole team, we worked for so long, and I think the coaches liked it just as much as we did. So as, like, just a whole wrestling team, not just the wrestlers, we were able to accomplish a goal together as a family, basically.
Mm-hmm. Jaren, you're now the program's win leader of all time, 170 wins you finished with, and also a fellow seniors in Wes Cummings and Lucas Rowland, you know, 1, 2, 3 all time. What does that mean to you to, 4 years of hard work culminated in 170 wins and to do it alongside some of your best friends and some fellow seniors?
It's cool. I mean, obviously I like to leave my mark, and I'm thankful that I was able to wrestle alongside all those guys, and it's awesome that I was a part of that. And if I was number 1, 2, or 3 or whatever, it wouldn't really be the most important thing to me, because the win number isn't what I'm going to remember, honestly, but it's still a great thing.
You know, Jaren, pretty much everyone who goes through a program has kind of a goal. If you want to leave the program better than it started, I think it's safe to say that you and your fellow seniors did just that. How can the growth that you guys made this program help the younger guys moving forward and hope that they continue to have success in the future?
Well, I mean, I think when younger kids see success, it inspires them in ways that you can't really talk about. So it's going to obviously push them to be like, it's possible to do that because I've seen multiple people do it or whatever it is that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's just an inspiration thing, like just being able to witness it. And if you really want it for yourself, then you'll be able to achieve whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Jaren, looking back at your 4 years at PCM, what part of wrestling specific do you think you've improved on the most? And maybe, you know, what kind of leadership role did you take on for this team this year?
I'll talk about the beginning few years of my freshman and sophomore year. I didn't really take it that seriously just because I mean, not to be cocky or anything like that, but I knew I was at least somewhat decent or good or whatever, but I never really fully invested myself into it. And so I think my junior year when I the second half of the season was wow, I could actually do something. So I picked it up and I worked hard, and I got better, but I still didn't get to where I wanted. And then my senior year, I was I have to give it all I have and do what I can to be wherever I want to be. And I think that'd be the best thing that I improved on, was committing myself and working hard and being the person that somebody can look up to when they want to quit or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. In multiple sports, of course, you and your teammates have had a lot of success. Of course, state title in football this year. This can be wrestling. This can be sports-related, non-sports related. When you graduate in a couple months, looking back at your whole PCM career, what's a couple things that you're going to take away? What are you going to remember about your time at PCM?
I think just the little moments, just the little glimpses of just pure genuine happiness, no matter how quick or long they lasted, just little memories that I have. I think those will stick with me the longest, just seeing the crowds in both every wrestling and football, just seeing the fans' reactions is an amazing thing. And just the feeling of not just winning, but competing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because that's been a major part of my life for so long. And in high school, I was able to do it in multiple sports, have different kinds of feelings of competition. So when I look back, I'm obviously going to miss it, but I'm going to be thankful that I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Last question before I let you go here, Jaron. Obviously, you still have a lot of time to decide, but have any plans for next year?
Well, I'm interested in playing football at like Grandview or William Penn, somewhere along those lines, just because I want to see where that could take me, of course. And then academically, I made sociology or psychology, something along those lines, something with art maybe, something cool like that.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, Jaron, it's been fun talking to you here today. I appreciate the time and best of luck in your future endeavors.
Yep. Thanks, man.
That's PCM senior wrestler Jaron Trouse joining us as this week's Energy Star of the Week.